Everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. And if you have any money in the crypto markets whatsoever right now, you might be feeling a little bit better about yourself or maybe your portfolio as a whole in the past 24 to 48 hours. The crypto markets as a whole, not just Bitcoin or not just altcoins, basically all of the crypto assets in the market have bounced pretty significantly in the past about 36 hours, where Bitcoin made a crazy run up from sub $7,000 to now above $8,000 and holding above $8,000 for the time being as of recording this. And not only has Bitcoin run substantially, but a lot of the other altcoins have either kept pace with Bitcoin, which has been awesome to see, or even exceeded Bitcoin's 20 plus percent move or so in the past 36 hours. So it has been a really nice thing to see after the markets have been just getting absolutely pounded pretty much for months on end, it feels like, at this point in time. And I think a lot of people have been calling it quits and tapping out. And for the people that have stuck around, and maybe for the people that have had, you know, have shown a certain level of patience, you might be rewarded for that right now, or at least things might not hurt as bad as they did previously. As we can see on, you know, the Bitcoin chart right here, we had that one specific hour. It was actually yesterday morning on April 12th, where I was driving to work, sitting on the George Washington Bridge, and over the course of that hour, Bitcoin basically ran from below $7,000 all the way up to plus $8,000, pulled back, and kind of slowly built up over the course of yesterday. And again, this morning in the wee hours of the East Coast morning, we had Bitcoin make a nice run up again from below $8,000 up above $8,000. Right now, it's holding fairly steady there. But there have been a couple of things that have come out recently that I wanted to touch base on. And one was something that I tweeted about previously. And this is, we talked about it a little bit last night on Crypto Happy Hour, but I wanted to touch base on this again. And this is Pantera Capital, who you may or may not be familiar with. But basically, Pantera Capital sends out a note to their investors. They are a crypto hedge fund. And they send out a note to their investors on a, whatever it is, a monthly or quarterly basis, whatever it might be, to inform them of what's happened, their results and things like that, and their future expectations. And one of the, I think, really interesting things is they had said, you know, for those who are new to Pantera, who might think a fund manager like Pantera would always be saying today is a great day to get long. And this is specifically from Dan Moorhead, who's the founder, who previously worked at Fortress, which is a large financial institution, and Joey Krug, who was the co-founder of Augur. They said, you know, I rarely have such strong conviction on timing. A wall of institutional money will drive the markets much higher. And they specifically said that they believe that the $6,500 mark will be the low and was the low of this bear market, and Bitcoin will stay above that price for the majority of 2018. So Pantera has come out and said, we fully believe with strong conviction that Bitcoin will, the low we saw this year will be about $6,500, and we will not really see that again, and will likely surpass $20,000 again at some point in the next year. So that is very positive to hear from Pantera. Obviously, Pantera is heavily, heavily invested in Bitcoin and other crypto assets, so you know, it would make sense for them to say that, but they're not the biggest dummies in the room by any stretch. If we pop over here, so I pulled up just for so you can kind of get a feel for kind of how they've done in the past. This is from December of 2017, but Pantera's return over the course of their fund, over the lifetime of their fund, which was set up in 2013, was 25,000%. Yep, 25,000%. This isn't, you know, 100%, this isn't 25%, this is 25,000% is what their fund returned over the life since they started it in 2013. So these guys are not some new, you know, crypto hedge fund that got started 3 months ago in the middle of the bull run. They've been around for a while. They've been around through bear markets. They've been around through bull markets. They've been around through bear markets. So I think, you know, what Pantera says in a lot of respects does have some pretty decent credence in the industry. And I have a good amount of respect for them because they were and they have been around during multi-year, multi-month and multi-year crypto assets. asset bear markets. So that's something that I think is really interesting. And going back to that point as well, where they specifically mentioned a wall of institutional money will drive the markets much higher. So when I was out in San Francisco earlier this week, there were a number of panels that I sat on, didn't actually sit on, kind of watched, and they focused on institutional money in the space. It was, I would say, the conference that I went to was Lendit. They had a specific track for cryptocurrency. I went to that conference last year. There was no cryptocurrency track whatsoever, barely any crypto blockchain companies whatsoever. This year, there was an entire floor dedicated. There were three rooms dedicated to blockchain and cryptocurrency, and a lot of the conversation was on institutional money moving into the space. And a lot of what was spoken about was specifically a lot of what was spoken about and what people had come to say was, hey, there are definitely issues when it comes down to things. I'll pop over to some of the tweets that I had, but there are definitely issues when it comes down to institutional money moving into the space. It is not something that is going to happen overnight by any stretch, but there's a very logical flow of what's happening, and there is kind of a way in which this is going to go down. But the biggest issues for institutional money getting into the space were supposed to be custody, insurance, and liquidity. Those were things that were brought up by the individuals on the different Wall Street panels. There is a lack of proper custody solutions. There is a lack of proper insurance. If something were to get hacked, you know, if you own crypto assets and they were to get hacked, what would happen to it? And then also the liquidity of it. Even with something like Bitcoin, which had an incredible amount of volume yesterday for Bitcoin standards, it's still relatively illiquid in comparison to a lot of other assets out there. Now, there are OTC, over-the-counter trading desks, which are facilitating block orders and large orders now, so people don't have to go to the exchanges and suffer from issues of slippage if they put out a large order, and that specifically moves the market on Bitcoin or on some of these altcoins. But outside of that, one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting too, so I'll pop up here, and this is somebody from Jump Trading, or Jump Capital actually, but kind of a portion of Jump Trading. They had mentioned this, and I thought it was really interesting and something that I've personally seen and wanted to expound upon a little bit. But they had mentioned the order of entry for institutional investors that are moving into cryptocurrency. And this was alluded to. There's a wall of institutional money that Pantera said. There's a wall of institutional money waiting to come into the space. There are also issues with custody. There are issues with liquidity. There's issues with insurance, blah, blah, blah. However, there is a logical order of which those entrants are coming in. The first of which being prop traders. Proprietary traders are already in the space. They are trading. They are investing in the space. They are able and willing to take on the risks of investing in cryptocurrency and crypto assets and securing those assets on their own. The next is family offices. And this is something that I've had meetings with, you know, in my new role, I've had a lot of meetings with different companies or different family offices, large family offices that are looking either they're currently deploying capital in the crypto market or they're interested in deploying capital in the crypto market. And I think almost every family, I don't want to say every family office out there, but the majority of family offices are having conversations. If they are not already invested in cryptocurrency, how do we get some level of exposure in our portfolio? We're not talking about 50% or 90%, but if we have a couple $1 billion portfolio, does it make sense for us to have 1-2% of our portfolio in crypto assets, because it's for the most part uncorrelated from a lot of our other investments? And then from family offices, you have hedge funds. And then the last thing is the pension funds. So this is something that I thought was interesting as well, is the conversation was prop trading is already well in the mix. Family offices are already well in the mix of investing in cryptocurrencies. Some hedge funds are in crypto. The majority, there are specific crypto hedge funds, but most of the larger hedge funds are really not yet. But pension funds are by far the farthest out, and they are typically the largest by in nature of the amount of assets under management. And it might take close to 10 years for those pension funds to become invested in crypto assets, but there are conversations that are being that are happening about, you know, in regards to that. Another thing that was kind of funny was one individual, the man from Jump Trading or Jump Capital, had mentioned, hey, you know, I think this is going to take 10 years for pension funds to get into crypto assets. And there was another person on the panel that said, actually, I think that might be maybe even closer to five. And I'm willing to give you a little beer side bet on the side. So I thought that was kind of funny that there was even just bets being had as far as how quickly that was going to happen and how quickly pension funds might move into this space. Now, outside of just the big picture, when we're looking at things, I think, like I said, I do believe there is, I concur with Pantera for the most part. I do believe that, I do believe that there was significant sell pressure from taxes, both in Japan and the United States. I think there was significant sell pressure from taxes. I think we're getting towards the end of that, and that is lightening up at this point in time, since there's, I think, 4 days left to pay taxes in the United States. Obviously, there are other places in the world, but I think that's still a lot of sell pressure. And I think that there's been hasn't been as much like maybe negative regulatory news that's been on the horizon recently. That could certainly change with one SEC meeting or one CFTC meeting or one whatever it might be. But the regulatory news hasn't been too crazy as of late. So what do I see in the future? I do feel like the sentiment is kind of slowly shifting a little bit. I'm not going to come back and say, you know, we're out of, you know, we're in the clear. This is a bull market. We're going to crush it. This is the best thing in the world. Certainly not saying that, but I think the sentiment is slowly changing at this point in time, which is nice to see. But when we look at the market as a whole, this has been a solid run. Granted, we're still down massively from the all-time highs of where we were previously. I mean, if we look right now, the best performing cryptocurrency against its all-time high is Binance Coin on on-chain FX. EOS is down, still down. EOS is the second best performing in OMG, which is up 33%, is down 52% from its all-time high. So we're still nowhere near the highs that we saw in early January or in December for many of these cryptocurrencies. But you have to start somewhere, and it's great to see as we're starting that, or as we're potentially making a run back upwards, that not only is Bitcoin making a solid move, but the majority, every single coin, every single token or asset on on-chain FX out of the 60 or so that are on there, every single asset against the US dollar is green on the day, which is pretty solid to see. And many of them have outpaced, I would say more than half have outpaced the returns of Bitcoin. Some notable ones that you might want to take into consideration: Gollum is absolutely crushing it right now, still down 56% from its all-time high, but Gollum is actually released. And this is funny too, because this news came out within the past few days, but Gollum had released their app on Ethereum. It finally went live on mainnet and finally introduced mainnet support within the past 2 days, but it took until the past 24 hours for Gollum to really crush it. OMG, Omise Go, also making a very, very strong move. Just across the board, it's been pretty incredible to watch. So I am keeping an eye on a lot of this moving forward. I have not made any specific moves outside of adding a little bit more Cardano to my portfolio. I pull back on Cardano at a certain point in time. It was absolutely getting crushed, but to me, it looks like there are a large number of altcoins that have bottomed out at this point in time, and I think the momentum and the conversations I'm having with large investors in the industry are signaling to me that a lot of people think that the sell pressure is going to subside. I could be totally wrong. Probably am totally wrong, but that's the bet I'm going to make at this point in time. So we'll have to see how it pans out. Hopefully you enjoyed this video and this conversation today. If you enjoyed it, hit that like button. I would really, really appreciate that. That'd be fantastic. And if you are listening on the podcast, hit the subscribe button and leave a rating and a review. That would be awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a great day. Peace.